Proclamation number 0335 of 16th of March, 1938. Spiritual work. Spiritual hunger. Divine grace. A bright light of divine love is granted to all those who, by virtue of their deep faith in the Savior, put themselves into a spiritual state which lifts them far above earth and which makes them completely unable to strive for the goods of the earth. Because such a child of God, drawn into the spell of His love, willingly giving up everything earthly, is purified more and more in the spirit. It uses every hour for spiritual work and consecrates its whole life to the Lord of creation. All moments of spiritual creation are blessed on earth. Man persists, as it were, in activity that leads him higher step by step. One luminous moment is enough to awaken in the soul of this child of God to a knowledge that is decisive for time and eternity. In such blessed moments the Lord Himself is in the heart to find admission, and therefore the Spirit is also illuminated in a flash. The Lord and Savior lets the earthly child take a look into His kingdom. Often not recognized, but this sign of divine love does not remain without effect. Again others see God and turn questioningly and pleadingly into the universe. Also from there will come enlightenment for them. Because the Savior tirelessly seeks His little sheep, so that they return to His flock which have gone astray. The true purpose of His unending care is always only to bring you children back to the Father. But sometimes the will of the Lord also allows that His children have to live in want until the hunger for the sake of spiritual strengthening. This is then a sign of divine care. For if you do not hunger for what is offered to you, you easily reject it. But what you desire in the heart you will also joyfully accept, and only then it fulfills the true purpose. For if divine grace is offered to you and you cannot measure its value, you will not know what it means to you. Only when you are in need and your soul feels almost forsaken, do you understand the great value of the grace of God. You ask for it and are thankful when you are heard. And only then does the Lord let recurring signs of His fatherly love follow His proof of grace until it fulfills you and you long for Him from the bottom of your heart. Then you are one for eternal life. Then you can well be harassed by the enemy of your soul, but you will never again fall a victim to him. But the love of the Lord watches over you. He guards His little sheep that none will be lost to Him. Amen.